Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you use those to your advantage. They're there for you. We have no barrier to entry on either one of our sites, including the blog, jimsblog.biz. Lots of good stuff on both of those sites. I hope you check them out and use them to your advantage. If you show up, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff all for free. Let me tell you about our good friend David Gage, and who is also our guest this half hour. Dave is the founder of BMC Associates, which is a consulting firm who helps people. He helps people deal with growing their businesses, especially in the area of partnerships. He's also an adjunct professor at the American University's Kogog School of Business. We know a lot of folks over there. Several members of our Brain Trust are professors over at that fine university. His book is called The Partnership Charter. He's our good friend. David, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Let's have a great 2008 together. What do you think?
I think that's a super idea.
Before we get into the partnership thoughts that you have, and I know you've got some good ones for us, I've been asking a lot of my Brain Trust members to give us their quick assessment of what they think about the economy in 08, what they think about how it's going. What do you think? What do you think about it?
Well, the way I look at it is it's been a bit jittery, and I think 08 may be a year of kind of settling in and people nerves coming back down to ground and in that way becoming more confident that things aren't going to fall apart.
Well, all right, I like the way you said that, and so what you're saying is that the people on the national news media, the television media, who can't stop talking about recessions are probably hyping something that may not be that bad.
Yeah, you know, I compare that a little bit, Jim, to weathermen and women who talk about storms all the time. I mean,
I have a lot higher regard for weathermen than women. they actually have some science on their side and some technology on their side, rather than the whims of a bunch of global investors. But I agree with you. And you know, the thing that I tell people, David. And I keep saying this because I want people to get this into their heads. If we're going into a recession or not, who cares? What difference does it make? We're going to have it whether we care or not. And you know what, Dave? I'm going to be in business a year from now.
Hello?
Hi,
I'm back on.
I'm going to be in business a year from now. Sorry about that, folks. And so, my goodness, what difference does it make if there is going to be a recession? We're going to have whatever we're going to have.
True. Right? We're all going to have to ride it out.
That's exactly right. So anyway, those are just some of my thoughts. Let's talk about partnerships. You've been talking about some partnerships steps that we need to be focusing on in order to set up a good partnership.
Yes. Yes. And when we say partnerships, we just want to be careful that people understand. We're really talking about people who are partners in whatever way, that they're co-owners in any kind of a business or business venture. It doesn't have to be the formal legal entity called a partnership, but LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp. If you have a few partners, that's what we're talking about. When people have to work together and it's a team effort, and if they collaborate, it's much better for them if they don't.
Now, when we're talking about partnerships, are you talking about like you and I are partnership partners in a business, or are you talking about partnerships, like my vendors and I are partners, and my, you know, my stakeholders are partners, that kind of thing?
Good question, Jim. I normally work with people who are kind of formal business partners in one sense or other. They have a business together. But a lot of the same principles apply to people who are in business together, but they're really, you know, they're strategic partners, or they have a joint venture, or they have a close vendor-supplier relationship, you know, that kind of thing. Because at
Those are the trickiest ones, because when you have a vendor partnership, mm-hmm. those relationships you can get out of. I mean, even if there's a contract, the contract
right.
comes to an end. But when you
right.
have a traditional partnership, a business partnership, that's like a marriage.
Absolutely. And just what you mentioned, if they don't work, they can get very nasty, and they're difficult to get out of very often.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the steps that we need to take to make sure that if we enter into a traditional partnership in business, that we have one successfully? Isn't the most important part the beginning, before you actually get married to whoever this is?
Well, I would say yes. How you set it up is what really, really matters. And just even choosing the partner and getting a person that you have a really good chance of having it work with. Choosing a
mm-hmm.
partner can really be a huge portion of the game. Some people say, you know, all I have to do is have the right partner, and I'll do any business with them.
Yeah.
But it's,
you know, one of the things that happens, I think, a lot of times, and you tell me what you think, is, you know, you and I find ourselves, you know, both out of work, or we find ourselves at the same event and we find out that we both like a certain thing or whatever, and we get to be friends and we talk a little bit and et cetera, et cetera. And both of us think, you know, well, you know what, I've been thinking about starting a business. What do you think about that? Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's how they get started a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And but I don't, but maybe I never say, okay, let me look at this guy here. Last time I noticed, he doesn't like to work that hard. He doesn't
right.
work as hard as I do.
Right.
Or he doesn't have the same values as I do, whatever.
Right, right.
What do you think?
And sometimes people can know each other socially very well, and that doesn't always translate into the
nope.
business world.
That's exactly right. And when we come back after these messages, David's going to give us some more key tips on how to find a partner, a good partner, and create a partnership that will last. Very, very important stuff, folks. This is critical stuff if you ever are considering being in business with somebody else. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. David Gage is our guest. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with our good friend David Gage. David is the author of The Partnership Charter. David, tell us where we can get the book and how we can find you online.
Sure. People can get the book at Amazon or at major bookstores. And if they would like to read the first couple chapters, they can download them from our website at bmcassociates.com. It's like business mediation and collaboration, bmcassociates.com.
All right, so check that out, and they can find out more about you and what you do there too, can't they?
Sure can.
And if they want you to help them put a partnership together, you can do that, right?
Yeah, we actually design different levels of assistance for people who want help. We wrote a workbook to go along with the book, and people can get that and work
mm-hmm.
with that more or less on their own. Or they can really have us sit down and do a retreat, which we
right.
suggest that all people do.
I bet you work a lot with family businesses, too.
A lot of our work is with family partners.
Yeah, because those are partnerships that didn't start out as partnerships, right?
Right.
They just sort of evolved into partnerships.
Yeah, oftentimes it's just one person who starts a business, man or woman, and then they, you know, they started in their typically, you know, late 20s, 30s, and then they're having kids, and 20 years later, they've got a business that's really booming, and then they've got these kids. And
in-laws and outlaws and in-laws all kinds and of stuff like that.
You know, feels. And, yeah. And part of it is, Jim, that people can trust, or at least they feel like they can trust family members much more easily than they can trust somebody out there that they're just going to hire.
And that is a logical assumption, but it doesn't always ring true, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, we've worked
And more's the pity.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've worked with siblings who where they embezzle from one another.
Oh yeah, I've seen that too.
That gets pretty tough.
You know the problem with humanity, don't you?
Which is what?
The humans.
Yeah.
But back to the, I want to come back to the what we were talking about a minute ago. You know, if you when you think about being a business owner, it is so tough to get a business going, to get it out of the ground. It is hard to do that. And when you're on your own, when you're doing it on your own, you know, you do whatever you have to do. I mean, you sacrifice, you work, you sacrifice, and you do things nobody else would do to get this business going. And if you have a partner, if that other person doesn't have your values, then there's going to be some bad feelings. If the other person isn't in the harness with you, pulling like you're pulling and sacrificing like you're sacrificing, and what are the chances you're going to find somebody who's like you on those areas? That's what makes a partnership hard, it seems to me, David. What do you think?
I agree. I often say to people, just imagine that you're going to drive across country, and you're either going to drive across country all by yourself, or you're going to drive across with one other person.
Right.
And just think about how different those two trips are.
Is this like when Harry met Sally? Is that one of those kind of deals?
Yes, absolutely. and you know, you were pointing toward values. Well, if you have different values and you're going into business together, there are so many decisions that you have to make about money and employees and customers. Mm-hmm. And if your values are different, all of those answers to those questions look different.
How can you do a test run? Is there a way to do a trial? To say this person that you're going to partner with, say, okay, look, John, I think you and I both think we'd like to be in business together, but what if it doesn't work out? What if we just tried a small project and see how that works? What do you think about that?
Well, that is a good idea. And sometimes there are business projects that people can do, which is really great. That's really a lot of what strategic partners are all about. It's let's set up an agreement that we're going to have, that we're going to work together in some way, but the underlying piece of that is, if it really works, we may become actual partners or merge our businesses, that kind of partners too.
It's sort of like dating. I mean, you know when you meet somebody from the opposite sex, you know, hopefully you don't get married on the first date. You know, you spend a little time with them. You need to kind of date this person a little bit, don't you, from a business standpoint?
You do. You can. And the other way to do it is by doing what we call a partnership charter, which is like a test drive, really.
Oh.
It really puts the people through all their paces, but not by doing a business, but just by creating a charter and looking at all of the different aspects, which we could talk about all the things that go into a charter.
There are now a charter. How do I find out? How would I find a charter like that? How would I find something like that?
Well, the book has
is that in your book?
Sample charter in the back of it.
Yeah, you got something in your book, haven't you?
Absolutely, and all of the chapters in the book, or a lot of the chapters, are about those kinds of issues that partners need to, I say, discuss, negotiate, and come to agreement on. It's like DNA, discuss, negotiate, and get agreement on. It's like the DNA of partnerships.
This book lists for, what, $20?
Less than that even. Which
this
means
book
you can get
is $17.50 in the United States. You can probably get it a lot less than that on Amazon. This could be the best investment. This could save you millions of dollars, folks. The Partnership Charter by David Gage. Hey, David, Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2008 together.
That'd be terrific. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Good job today. David Gage, folks. The Partnership Charter is the book. If you're thinking about going into a partnership with somebody, you must invest in this book. I promise you, it will save you a lot of heartache. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Amy Menifee. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.